As we begin our time around the Lord's table today, I want to look at what makes a man righteous in the sight of a holy God. What makes man righteous in the sight of a holy God? Please turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 3. Romans 3. Paul is writing to the church in Rome, and for the first 2.5 chapters, he has been explaining to them that all men, regardless of their background or their history, are guilty before a holy God. The unrighteous man is guilty. The man to whom the law has been given is guilty. And the man to whom the law has not been given is guilty as well. None has a right standing before a holy God. So how does a person obtain that righteousness with which they can have right standing before God? The answer is found in verses 21 through 25. Please read along with me. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all of those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. God is communicating a message about righteousness in this passage, and that message is this. God is saying, I have manifested my righteousness. I've manifested my righteousness. This passage makes two important statements about righteousness from God. First, we see in verse 21 where righteousness is not found. Righteousness is found apart from the law. Righteousness does not come to you as a result of your own good works. It's not something that you earn. It's not something that you deserve. It's completely separate from you, from any man, and his own means and his own devices. Righteousness is found apart from the law. Secondly, we find out in verse 22 where righteousness is found. Righteousness is found, Paul writes, through faith. That is, righteousness is found in a belief. It's found in a trust and a confidence. It's not gained by something you do. Rather, it's gained by something in which you believe. And this belief is very specific. It's belief in a person. And that person is the person of Jesus Christ and the work that he performed on the cross when he gave his life. We see two things in this passage as well about the death of Jesus Christ that are very important for us to understand in our time around the Lord's table. In verse 24, we see that Jesus' death on the cross was a purchase. It's the means by which the Christian is redeemed. To be redeemed is to be bought back. A Christian is redeemed from their slavery to sin into slavery and service to God. Secondly, in verse 25, we see that Jesus' death was a propitiation. A propitiation is the satisfaction of God's holy wrath. The cross was the place where God fully satisfied his wrath against everyone who had placed their trust in the one who was dying on that cross. If you're here today and you believe that righteousness is found only through a belief in the redeeming, propitious work of Jesus Christ on the cross, and there is no ongoing unrepentant sin in your life, please join us as we take the elements together today. If there is ongoing sin that you know about in your life, and you're a believer in Christ, you have placed your trust in him, now is a really good time to set aside that sin, to turn from that sin, to forsake that sin, and to take the elements today with us. If you're here today and you've placed your confidence in something other than the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross, you need to understand this. God does not count righteousness towards you. He only counts righteousness towards the one who places their faith and their trust in Jesus at the cross. When the elements come to you, simply pass them by to the person next to you. This is a time for believers. And please know this, though. Any one of us would love to talk with you after the service about God's righteousness in the life of the one who believes. So men, please come and serve us and take the elements on your own. And when everybody is done, I will close our time in prayer.